The Sandbox. This stuff is pretty funny. If you're a jerk.
FNX 924, 26 degrees in the studios. Jeff Garlin, you want to be louder or quieter there, Jeff?
I'm good.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fantastic.
Good shit?
Yeah.
So what do you prefer first? Comedian, actor, or, you know,
make co-creator? Make it softer.
Charlie's very loud.
I'm blowing your head off.
That's good. Okay. No, what do you mean I prefer? I have no preference.
As long as you're working,
I don't like actor.
You don't? Do you picture yourself as an actor? Or do you picture yourself as a comedian that's on a TV show?
No, I mean I act. You know, I don't know. I just don't like being called an actor.
Is acting more, hard?
No.
All right. That's
well, by the way, either you can do it or you can't. It's pretty much that sort of thing. And then there's different levels, and it's like there's certain people that are really good actors but don't have star quality, and other people that are not that great but have star quality. I mean, don't have star quality. I mean, you know what I mean. This is one or the other.
Because
I know some great actors that you really, it's not that interesting to watch.
Not going
to
make it? Like, yeah. Is Larry David a good actor or is he star quality?
He's become a wonderful actor. He really has. I think he's excellent.
How much off camera is Larry David like that? Just in life?
Not at all. I mean, he's got the same rhythms in the way he talks.
Sure.
He's nothing like
that. So he's not a complete jerk?
No, he's not a complete jerk. No, he's a really good guy.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is one of my favorite shows ever, and I'm a huge fan of yours and his, so I'll try not to be like super geeky fanboy. This season, this past season, I honestly, like, after season 5...
I'd make my thing softer again.
Yeah, good. Bring him down.
Now Fletcher's shouting at
me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm very excited.
What's playing in the background? Are we doing, like, an episode of some sort of gangster show?
Yeah.
Yes. Was a deal going down?
You had no idea when you got
to win. Who invented this whole background for people talking thing? This is something that's coming to radio in the past couple of years where the music's going in the background while you're talking.
Well, this is what happens.
People are bored. There's just voices and they're saying words. I need to be able to just sort of get a vibe going.
It's multitasking.
When it gets awkward with Jeff, we just turn this up really loud.
Exactly.
It's like nothing ever happens.
Any awkward pauses, if I ask something really dumb or if Charlie asks something really dumb, we just turn that up and it's all fine. Yeah. It makes it go away.
Yeah.
So where can... Will there be another season of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
If the strike ends at some point, yeah, I think that there'll be at least one more, maybe two. I don't know. I've always thought every season we do it, it's the last season. Definitely the past two seasons, but now, you know, he's divorced, so
yeah,
I think he's got some time. Yeah, exactly. So I think we'll do more.
It seems like this year, too, you've gone like, the show's always pushed the line, but it's totally crossed the line into an amazing new realm.
You know what's so funny
realm?
When people tell me about this episode being uncomfortable and crossing lines? I just go to work. We all just go to work, and we don't think anything of it. Like, what are people going to think? I mean, this year when I talked about, touching myself during Passover. That I thought, okay, well, people are obviously going to get a kick out of this. But in general, I don't think anything of it, especially when they go, that scene made me feel so uncomfortable. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, we filmed that scene, and I'm thinking, what are we having for lunch today?
Lunch is very... Our day revolves around lunch.
Yeah.
Easily.
And alcohol in the morning. I never seen anything like that.
What are you talking
Frank
about?
Guller.
I just realized that as I'm sipping my cider here, that I'm on a webcam right now. It's like in my face.
Yeah, just turn mine off.
Oops.
Yeah. Jeff Garlin in studio. He's one of the co-stars of Curb Your Enthusiasm. You guys are great friends, like in real life, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm close friends with Larry. Yeah, yeah.
What's he
going to
say? No, I hate that guy.
No.
But it's just like, you don't know if it's
I would say that I never talk to him or only see him when we're working. But I love Larry. He's a great pal. I count on him.
You've been nominated for Emmys. You've had two wins as well.
You're reading that.
How did you know? Because of the shifty eyes?
The wins, I think, were for, I don't remember what they were for. We never won Best Show.
We won
a Golden Globe. Not set design. I think directing won some. But we won a Golden Globe for Best Show. But you asked
Jeff Garlin. Like, you've won Emmys yourself.
No, never.
Way to research, Charlie. Good job.
Shut up.
No, it doesn't matter. Larry either way. You know, I don't care. You know, we didn't get a, you know, it's so funny. Richard Lewis sent an email to Larry and I yesterday. He was angry that the show didn't get a not Larry or myself, but Richard was angry that we didn't get a Golden Globe nomination. Now, I guess that we've won, but who gives a crap? I get to stay home. I don't want to go to these shows. It's like, you know, I don't even, I swear, I'm not kidding. I don't care. It's all good. I mean, does winning, like, can you tell me who won the award in 1967? Jackie Gleason never won an Emmy Award.
Really?
And he's the great one. Yeah. You know what I mean? Come on, it's a bunch of crap. Who cares about awards?
And that would be, like, excruciatingly painful to sit through, too, I would think.
Oh, my God, it sucks.
Like, it sucks sitting on TV.
Yeah. It's worse when you don't win. You sit there, especially because the best comedy, I think it's like the second to last award or whatever, and literally you sit there all night long and then you don't win. Because having won a Golden Globe, I can tell you it's more fun to win, but it still doesn't matter. It's bull crap.
Now, you guys have a long list of guest appearances on the show. Are these friends of the show, or
I don't know.
Do they approach you?
Tell me. People approach me. People audition. People are hired. People are friends.
Like big names, like, I mean, Paul Reiser, Alanis Morissette. You got Richard Lewis, Ben Stiller.
Well, you're going very fast.
I'm reading off the list as well.
So you're reading very fast, so I could tell you if you say his name and then go, I'm curious about this one.
Gina Gershon,
I met through Dennis Leary. I met her at a roast that I hosted for Dennis Leary. And then this part had been coming up. And when I saw her, I went, she's perfect. So I said, I'm going to, she had not seen Curb at that point, I don't think. And I said, you know, you'll get a phone call soon. We want you to do the show. And then she did it, and she was great. She's actually in my movie, I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With.
I love
which
cheese.
Is available on demand right now from Comcast Cable and other cable companies. You can watch.
We had that here.
Get it, yeah.
You have the movie here?
No, Comcast.
Well, it's a new way of releasing independent films. They do it on demand and in theaters at the same time.
We always talk about when you know, athletes sign contracts, you know, and you know, they re-up, and they've already made their millions. You know, Curb is such a huge hit for you.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a point when you've really hit it with something like Curb Your Enthusiasm where you've just been like, you know what, I think I'm done. Like, this is going to, I'm going to make my bank off of this. I think in good shape.
There's a few things you have to know. Number one, I've never made my bank, okay? but I can tell you, sure, you know, look, I'll never stop doing Curb. I owe everything that I have to Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I don't want to be the jerk that stops the show. So Larry and I have agreed not to do it before, but something's happened. Like, I knew there was a small chance we'd do another season, and then now being divorced, you know, whatever. I'm not going to stop it. But I am stopping stand-up on the road. This is my last appearance in Boston, at least in terms of playing a comedy club or being here for a long period of time. I'm not saying I wouldn't do like a Dennis Leary's benefit or something,
right?
But I'm pretty much leaving the road. Not pretty much. I am. I'm quitting the road. 25 years.
I mean, that's
so
enough.
I banked it. I'm done.
Yeah.
Good night, nurse. So this is my last. This weekend is my last appearance at the Comedy Connection.
You got to get in.
Yeah, you got four opportunities to do so tonight, tomorrow night, 8 and 10:15, both nights.
Will we see Mort Myers again?
I have no... Oh, Arrested Development.
Yes.
See, I'm very slow on this stuff.
Gina Gershon.
Now, in all sincerity, if they do a Arrested Development movie, which is a long shot, I would hope and I would call up Mitch and go, please. I love that show. That's one of my favorite all-time shows.
I was actually, most of the morning, I wasn't paying attention to what was happening in the studio. I was streaming episodes of Arrested Development online.
Henry Santoro is delivering Pop-Tarts.
By the way, s'mores, unequivocally the best flavor.
Oh,
by far.
Easily.
By far.
I'm a chocolate fudge
fan. Which is normally, by the way, When Kellogg's Pop-Tarts comes out with a new flavor, and they came with s'mores like maybe 8 years ago, 10 years ago, you always say, oh, it's new flavor, it's not going to be as good. Suddenly they come out with the s'mores, best flavor by far. I cannot thank you enough.
Well, you got to thank our sales guy, Jordy, over here.
Hey, sales guy, Jordy, with a Porsche jacket.
Who loves the Pop-Tart portion of your stand-up.
Here, hold on.
That's on camera, too, Jordy.
Yeah.
14 seconds in the microwave. I don't know if you're a toaster guy, but 14 seconds in the microwave with a s'mores Pop-Tart.
Well, stopped unwrapping. Wait, he's like, oh, my God.
Do you have a microwave here?
Yeah, we do.
Someone put it in for 14 seconds?
Back, Jeffrey, it will set you free.
14 seconds in the microwave on Jeffrey's Pop-Tart.
It will set you free.
And do you have milk?
Oh, yeah, we have
some milk. Yeah.
It's a little icy.
Yeah, special edo.
That's my
14
stage
seconds, Baxter. 14 exactly. Baxter can't figure out how to get into the building, by the way. Is.
I'm a compulsive
eater. You're going to open another one?
I'm going to eat some raw while I'm waiting for the cooked one. That's how bad I have to shove feelings down.
He's going
to
brown sugar cinnamon.
Baxter's going to destroy these.
I rank brown sugar cinnamon as number two.
I love the brown sugar cinnamon myself. So, Jeff Garland.
You know, that's my stripping name.
The brown sugar cinnamon? Yeah. I'm all about that.
Oh, John, right.
Tonight and tomorrow night, 8 and 10:15 at Faneuil Hall, Comedy Connection. Tickets, call 617-248-9700.
What's going on?
What's food everywhere?
How come when we ask for stuff, like Baxter looks at his cross-eyed, nobody gets us anything, and when Jeff Garland is in here for 15 minutes...
He's got every flavor.
He bought the bodega across the street out of Pop-Tarts. 617-248-9700. You can also order online, comedyconnectionboston.com. Jeff Garland's going to sign some boxes of Pop-Tarts. Special Ed has sports.
What? Special Ed.
Yeah, get it for me. It's that time, man.
I got Pop-Tarts
from
it.
Oh, my smells like garlic bread. Yeah, baby. Here comes some sports. Here comes some sports.
Say something here?
Yeah, go for it.
I love that as an intro more than any intro I've ever heard in my life. That is just the best intro ever.
They get worse.
I'm not being sarcastic. I love that intro. That is hysterical. I'm eating Pop-Tarts. Go ahead.
That's fine. No, enjoy.
There's your s'mores.
Yeah,
14 seconds.
In the s'mores on 14 seconds.
Now, I will say that I don't know the setting on that microwave in there, so it may not be my exact recipe, but please enjoy.
Your recipe?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I call Nuki something a recipe.
Look who walked in.
Now, Gary heard Pop-Tarts. He came down to
Gary,
have some Pop-Tarts.
This is Gary.
No, you can have that. Don't touch it. What are you doing? Thank you. You touched it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's yours now.
Jeez. Why are you touching my
Gary?
No, you can't touch it twice. Take it.
Take the Pop-Tart, Gary. This is why we don't let salespeople into the studio.
Yeah, I thought there was a rule.
Or general management.
I just want to say there's three boxes of Pop-Tarts in front of me.
How many are open?
He takes the one off my plate.
What is going on?
Major League Baseball and its fans were holding their collective breath as they waited for the findings of the Mitchell Report. 78 former and current players implicated for use of steroids and other banned substances. Some of the names, no surprise, Barry Bonds, Jason Giambi, Rafael Palmeiro.
I think it's fantastic, by the way. Roger Clemens. I always knew he was juiced.
Well, I mean, how can you be 65 years old and be pitching that way?
Not only that, but remember when he lost it, like he was screaming at the umpire and he throws bats? Yeah, that guy, come on.
Rudridge.
I'm about to be set free. Keep going.
Seven-time Cy Young winner, Roger Clemens, outed in the report as well. 9 pages dedicated to him. His name in there 82 times.
He gave you the no big deal face.
No, I'm giving you the... This is right.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Is that good? Yeah.
It melts the chocolate perfectly. Yeah.
14 that was fantastic. Seconds.
All right, good.
Jose Canseco mentioned 105 times. Barry Bonds, 103. So, Clemens.
I was mentioned 8 times.
Yeah.
That's how thorough it is.
2 names not on the list, Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. Weird. Other names, David Justice, Andy Pettit, Miguel Tejada, John Rocker.
By the way, their names were mentioned as being weird. I don't even know that.
Kanye on the list. I'm glad we got rid of him and his giant, giant head. He loved to eat, too.
By the way, that guy, who didn't know when he was striking out people closing games for the Dodgers, he was Roy Johnson. Big time. Why is it only quiet?
You're not joking on this.
Easy. Everybody cool out. A mouthful of Pop-Tart and he's swearing it up.
Pop-Tarts go right to the brain.
I said F and X.
Of course you did.
Bruins lost to the Devils last night 3-1. Bruins playing in front of about 64 people with the snow keeping people from getting to the garden. Savard the only goal for the Bruins. They're off till Saturday when the Blue Jackets come to town. That's Sandbox Sports.
14 seconds is all I'm telling you is perfection.
He's right, isn't he? He's right.
No, he's more than right. He's never been more right in his life.
Well, the secret is to not cook it any longer because you don't want the marshmallow to blow the top of the frosting. So 14 seconds, it's the science.
Boy, you overthink that one.
How many Pop-Tarts did you go through to figure that out?
Yeah. Oh, years, Charlie, years.
Jeff Garland's at the Comedy Connection in Faneuil Hall tonight and tomorrow night. Did you fly in yesterday?
Yes. I'm not making this up, not even a slight exaggeration. Did not see the ground until 10 seconds before the plane landed.
Oh, God.
And then when I saw the ground, I'm going, it's a blizzard. They had to. We pulled in. We landed in the snow. We pull up to the gate. They have to remove the snow from in front of the gate before we can pull in. That was crazy.
God.
Can't believe I'm here. And you know what? With it coming in like late Saturday night, I was supposed to leave first thing Sunday morning. I'm here till Monday or two.
Yeah, no, easily. A couple extra shows.
Yeah, you can come back in Monday. Your last tour is going to come to a screeching halt.
You come do the show on Monday. If you're in town, there's another box of S'mores Pop-Tarts in it for you.
Can I tell you something?
That's a guarantee.
You love the nursing industry. That's a non sequitur, man. In case you don't recognize
me. Very confused.
The look on your face was great. You're like, going, nursing industry.
Oh, Jeff Garland, Faneuil Hall Comedy Connection, tonight, tomorrow night, 8 and 10, 15. The reason I ask is we've got this, it's voicemail. It's called the WTF line.
Uh-huh.
And people call in with just whatever. And I imagine that a lot of people called in yesterday while the snow was coming down. They were trapped in traffic for hours on end. So let's check the WTF line now with Jeff Garland.
WTF line.
Who does your intros? These are great.
This guy named Dave Green. He's out of his mind.
He just moved to New York to do stand-up.
That's true. Yeah, he did.
Well, he's talented.
WTF yeah, he line.
You made the call. Now you've got to hear it.
781-595-1017 is the WTF line's voicemail. Leave whatever you want, like these people did.
First, new message.
Ich kann dann nicht die Leiste von dem Fragen jaul. I will crush your family with the legislation of California. The fires are not burning anymore, but they're burning in our hearts.
This is fantastic stuff. It's really worth the airtime,
isn't it?
Makes the perfect storm.
Can you jump to the next one?
Message
erased.
How much you want to bet with this snowstorm coming that Big Jim was so and not show up to work today?
Big Jim?
Big Jim's here.
Is here.
I didn't even hear it.
The guy was calling you out saying you weren't going to come into work.
I'm here.
Because of the snow.
And while I'm here, too, I just want to turn into Chris Farley for a second. Jeff, I loved I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With.
So. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Good.
You're a good man to say that. It means a lot to me.
Did you watch it on demand?
I did.
Good
now
for you.
I'll have to go see my shrink.
There you go.
Message erased.
All right. All I got to say is WTF. It's like not even 2 o'clock. I'm trying to go to work.
From yesterday.
Usually there's hardly any cars on the road. Do people forget how to drive in the snow?
Yes.
I mean, it's not even that bad out.
No, this is a person who actually used his time wisely. That was a good message.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, so I'm sitting here in traffic, and I thought I'd regale you with a story. Last Friday night, I went out with my friend. We had to go pick our boyfriend up in Worcester. She got mad at him. They got in a little fight, and the man cried his eyes out like a baby. He sat in the back seat of my car whining and crying, baby, please, baby, 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 please, baby. It was the saddest sight I've ever seen, a grown man crying over a woman he's known for a few weeks. I just thought, the male listeners would enjoy that, and I'm sure the female listeners enjoy it, too, because it shows just how much of a pussy some guys can be.
Message erased.
That was good.
Hey, I just got to work a little early because of the weather. Work moving, live in Derry. Got quite a ride ahead of me. I just passed 6:39. I've been on the road for over 2 hours, and all I want to say is thank you for the music. It's going to make my ride a little bit better. Have a good one.
I expected the anger to start, at this point. This is probably,
by the way,
2 or 3 hours in.
People stuck in the snow, there's nothing like the sound of Henry Mancini in the background.
Ever been in one of those annoying situations where it lasts forever and you think, if I don't get out of the situation very soon, I'm going to snap? Well, I've been sitting on the Fenway behind the Museum of Fine Arts for 1 hour and 10 minutes now, and I am right on the verge of snapping, especially since my gas light has come on, and I really don't want to run out of gas on the Fenway where there's no place to put my car. So, before I snap, I wanted to let you know it was nice hearing you guys on the radio every morning. Thanks.
My God, what's she gonna do?
Don't you want to run out of here and help her?
Yeah, I feel awful.
Let's go there now.
She's on the verge of tears, for God's sake.
She really was. But she's a gentle lovemaker.
Mr. Plow, that's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Good call.
Message erased.
I don't get that one.
That's a Simpsons reference.
Oh, okay. My name
is Alice. I'm on 495. I'm driving convertible. My windshield wipers are encased in ice.
You can only assume that she has the top up. One would hope.
I can't see anything, and I'm probably going to die. So, if anyone can hear this, and they know my mom, Liz, Alice and Liz, not that common, can you just tell her that I'm really going to miss her?
You know, I wish somebody would call up, just being of references. Would be funny right now, the next person calls up and goes, Imagination Land. I don't know if you guys watch South Park, but that was a great episode, Imagining.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It could three-parter, wasn't it?
Three-parter, oh, yeah. I know.
Epic.
The way he kept on singing that song on and on and on. That'd be really funny if someone called up and did that, but maybe they'll do it tomorrow.
This is Al.
I mean, you could do it today. We'll write down the number for you.
Once again, the only idiot driving on 495 in a convertible. My windshield wipers are still encased in ice, and now I'm running out of gas.
Message erased.
That was a theme yesterday.
Yeah, that almost happened to me.
Sitting in traffic, and I thought I'd call the WTF line and just tell you guys what happened to me. I started dating a new guy, and seemed real nice. And after a month of dating, you know, we started fooling around, and in the midst of fooling around, he pulls out a bag of used sex toys and wanted me to use them on myself.
Yeah.
I said to him, I don't think so, since they've been used on other women. And he said, well, they're clean with soap and water.
Message erased.
You can't hide really.
What is the protocol
with
that?
You just can't.
But what's the protocol? Like, you spend, I don't know how much they cost, but you spend, what, $20 to $60?
I think the protocol is if you want somebody to do a little show for you, they get new devices.
Yeah, let them unwrap the new device. Yeah, I think that's part of it.
When you agree with 100%.
Yeah, scratch off the price tag because, you know, you want to keep it classy. And then let them open it and use it. I think that there's nothing wrong with it.
When you throw out the pictures of the old girlfriend, you throw out her old toys, too.
Unequivocally.
Yeah.
Let me get this right. People knew this snowstorm was coming, and yet there's no plows out on the road in Metro West. What's that about?
Message erased.
Hey, City of Boston, how would you stop paying these fat-ass cops $1,000 an hour and plow the f***ing road. Thanks.
Message erased.
Wow.
Hey, guys, I'm stuck here in traffic. This is, I guess, last night. And it's snowing and it's crappy out. And I'm on Storrow Drive and it's terrible. I just thought I'd let you know that I had to go to the bathroom. So I had a cup in my car. I did my thing, and then I threw it out the window, and I think I got a little bit on the guy next to me's bumper.
I gotta tell you something. Eating Pop-Tarts, that story makes them more delicious. Who is that guy?
I don't like him. Revere Beach Parkway. Took me 2 hours to get across Cambridge. There's a guy towing a sailboat. I mean, it's snowing. It's 6 o'clock.
That's hysterical.
And he's towing a sailboat.
That's awesome. Can I tell you something? Can you stop it for 1 second?
It is.
Okay. This is my favorite radio show of all time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Seriously. Right. I love this radio show so much. You have no idea.
I think it's the Pop-Tarts talking.
No. I tell you I don't drink, but it's the Pop-Tarts talking. No. I love this show.
Baxter, nuke these for another 14 seconds. Yeah.
Got a fresh pack. Put the whole box in there.
City of Boston. Communist wealth of Massachusetts. Plow the f***ing road before I walk into a post office with something sparkly attached to my chest. You.
I love that.
Oh, my God. There's nothing better better than a well-delivered F-bomb.
By the way, here's another problem that I have. Not everybody in my audience tonight and tomorrow is going to be listeners from your show because I only want listeners from your show. My stand-up is designed for your listeners.
Yeah.
And I've done some other shows where I don't want those people to show up.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? Have you ever actively said, you know what, you guys are nice or whatever, don't come to the show? Like,
oh, most definitely.
This may not be for you.
I say this definitely is not for you. No, your listeners, I'm right up there, Ellie. All right, go ahead. I'm not, thank you.
And this Baxter's is my favorite. Baxter's
your some points boy right now.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to get Baxter laid today.
It's about time.
First time for everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The only time I've ever seen a little white powder cause so much trouble was when Jamal Lewis got arrested.
Hello, it is Keith. It's 6.
This is our boss, by the way.
36 on Thursday. And this is hilarious. Charlie, I left your house at 4 in the afternoon. Now, keep in mind, you live 25 minutes from me, like, you know, on a sunny day. 2.5 hours on the road. This is retarded. I don't understand how everybody knew it was going to blizzard, yet no roads are plowed. I don't even see plows. There's not even a plow around. Like, it's just cars spinning out as far as the eye can see. This is awful. Though, the best thing ever happened. I'm on 128 South. stopped for like 2 hours. Guy in the car next to me gets out and smokes a joint. Swear to God. And it was not Big Jim. I can't believe I called this stupid line.
Message erased.
So I was calling to bitch about the people who are driving cars in New England thinking that they can get up the Fenway ramp from Sarah Drive. F***ing moron. And I'm pissed, but there are these four boys who have decided to get out of their cars and push everybody up the ramp.
That's
They're
cool.
amazing. They're worth mentioning.
Pay it forward.
In this f***ing crazy traffic. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Message erased.
There needs to be some form of entertainment other than the same f***ing song being played over and over and over again for
Everybody's
people
been in the car
who are
too long.
Sitting in traffic for 6 hours. I got it. Show me a movie. I'm a girl, and I would rather see a fat chick in a f***ing bikini right now running down the street than sit here and watch the windshield wiper of the person in front of me mock me that's covered in snow, saying, ha ha, you haven't moved in 6 f***ing hours. I am so done with this state. I'm so done. What the f***?
Can I say something about her?
Yeah.
I want to go out with her. I know I'm married, but that, she sounds awesome.
Maybe
and actually, you know who she reminds me of? My wife, which is really what's making me attracted to
her. She could
be
your Boston wife. And maybe if she's listening, she can go check out a show this weekend.
There you go.
Message erased.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I'd rather have an episiotomy than sit in traffic anymore.
No, fat chick and bikini is much better than episiotomy. Yeah.
I don't even know what an episiotomy is.
I don't either, but you know fat chick and a bikini.
Yeah, it's got to be better. Exactly what that is. That always wins.
Yeah.
I've been sitting in traffic for 4 hours. I had to piss in a cup. The guy behind me keeps beeping. I'm going to get one of my
I love the way she says she's going to lose her mind.
Yeah, did you hear that
I
scream?
I think she already did.
Yeah, an episiotomy is a surgical incision through the perineum made to enlarge the vagina and assist childbirth.
Jeffrey, we're not doctors on this show. I don't know if you picked up on that.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
But you play one on the radio.
That's right.
Oh, there's a diagram.
What was it? Run that big one in the back.
I'm going to get one of my
No, you already have lost your mind. I'm sorry.
Erased.
Hey, Sandbox, it's Brent. WTF with this storm. My God, it's been going for like 8 hours.
Sounds like Kevin
My father got out of Brookline at 2 o'clock and didn't get home till 9 to West Newbury. 7 hours. That's crazy. You know what else is crazy? You guys. You claim that you play all the WTF, but you edit it. Sent us like 3 messages the other day and...
Yep. Sorry. There it is.
I'm just calling about the whole baseball scandal with the steroids and about Roger Clemens. And I would like to say that Roger Clemens, the steroids used New York. The awesome in Boston, no steroids. Goes to New York, team sucks balls. And all of a sudden he has to show up with steroids and still sucks balls. He's a dinosaur, the prehistoric monster. And he should die.
Wow. By the way, Dan Duquette was proven right. Does that mean anything to
you? Yeah,
anyone?
No, you're right.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, he said,
hey, douchebags, it's like 3:46 a.m.
Did she just say, hey, douchebags?
Yes, she did. You know why? She knows I'm here.
Hey, douchebags, it's like 3:46 a.m. Oh, and good. I just have to tell you, you have played such a multitude of, like, a mix of, like, that makes me realize how much I love FNX every time I listen to it. Thank you so much.
Message erased. End of messages.
Who was high there?
Oh, my God.
Wow, dear God.
You know who that was, actually? Ben Vereen.
Is that another non sequitur?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Jeff Garland at the Comedy Connection in Faneuil Hall tonight and tomorrow night, 8 and 10:15. For tickets, call 617-248-9700. You can also order online at comedyconnectionboston.com. Dude, come back anytime, even though you're not going to be doing live comedy anymore.
But you guys can call me. I'll give you my number.
All right. We'd love to.
Anything with show business. Well, hold on. What do you want to say?
Well, since you like the audience so much, we just got clearance to give away some tickets.
Oh, really?
Nice, good.
All right.
Good.
Well, that's not so great. That means I'm not sold out.
Wait, hang on. He's got a point. It's now eight pair of tickets we can give away.
781-595-9369, 781-595-WFNX, the phone number. If you want to go see Jeff Garland, is that tonight's show, Henry, or just kind of in general? We'll let him know. 781-595-WFNX. Tonight's show. There's two, tonight. 8 and 10:15. If you don't
the
win tickets
from us.
The 8
o'clock will be better.
Yeah, the 8 o'clock's the one to
I'm
go to.
I'm saying that, yes.
All right, we'll do what you word.
Trust me, the 8 o'clock will be better. And it's not my fault, the 10:15. It's the audience's fault. When people are tired and drunk, doesn't make for a good show.
That's it, yeah.
But the early show, come on in.
It's going to kill.
Right. By the late show, I will be funny. If you're sober, I'll be really funny.
You'll be killing it.
Yeah.
617-248-9700 is the phone number. If you don't win tickets from us, you can also order tickets online, comedyconnectionboston.com, to see the great Jeff Garland tonight and tomorrow night on his final stand-up tour ever.
Yes.
Jeff Garland, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, fellas. I really had a great time.
Did you hear him give you the great at the beginning?
What?
Charlie just said you were the great.
The great Jeff Garland.
You should put that in the marquee.
Well, here's what by the way, that would be great in the marquee. But you have to understand something. Don't think I'm lucky. I'm not great. I'm lucky. I'm funny, yeah, but I'm lucky. So, you know, I don't pay attention. I don't believe the hype. You tell me I'm great, tell me I'm this, I could win awards, doesn't mean anything. I'm just a lucky guy who loves his Pop-Tarts.
Well said.
Jeff Garland, everybody.
Thank you.
Keith Dakin in for Julie Kramer up next. Have a great weekend.
Have a socially relevant day.
Sandbox. FNX. The Sandbox, 6 to 10 a.m. WFNX.